It is good that we are here. It is good that you are all here to join us so that you know that you are part of our parish family and that we love you and that we pray for you. So you're always welcome, and I welcome you. Today is Respect Life Sunday that reminds us of the inviolable dignity of the human person. And today in the entrance antiphon, We said, Lord, you have made all things, the heaven and the earth, and all that is held within the circle of heaven. You are the Lord of all. This reminds us of something that is fundamental, that is sort of core to who we are, and that is we are all created by God, you, me, and everyone else. And as you guys know from your classes, right, when you make things, you are always happy afterwards. You delight in what you've made. When I used to make things for my mother, I would get very excited, and she would put it on the refrigerator, and I would be joyful in it. And God is no different. He is joyful in his creation. He creates, he makes it good, and then he delights in it. And that is why creation is fundamentally good, because of God. And we are reminded of that today. We are also reminded, because God made us, of his power and his control in all things. God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows me better than I know myself. And so when I was in seminary, studying to be a priest, I had to learn that God cares about me in the way that a parent cares about their child. And I had to learn that when I was frustrated and when I was in pain and when I was nervous, that the proper approach is to hand it over to God. You can hand over your nerves to God. You can hand over your concerns to God. You can hand over your cares to God. In Israel, if you guys remember the Christmas story with the shepherds visiting Jesus, as you know, there is a cave there, and it's called the Shepherd's Cave. And in that cave, you will find in the rocks pieces of paper stuck in there. And what people did is they wrote their cares, they wrote their concerns, they wrote all of the things that troubled their hearts, and they stick it in a rock. And the reason they do that is they know that God, as their creator, cares about them. And so they can hand things over to him, and they can trust in him. So you are wonderfully made. You are made in the image and likeness of God. You are a child of God. That is your fundamental personality and dignity. And God does not abandon you after he creates you. He cares for you, and so hand things over to him. When you are nervous, call upon God. When you are scared, call upon God. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows your heart, and he desires your heart.